Identify a spark or two that came after not a great start to this game. Where did the sparks come from tonight?
Yeah, we got moving a little bit. I think we got back to our game. Clearly one team played yesterday and one team had 3 days off, so they got off to a good start, and we tried to play their game for a period, and then we got back to ours for the last 40, and gave us a chance.
How do you describe the way that Andrew Kopp has lifted his game recently? I know he's had a solid year overall, but I mean, three game winners in the last week.
I mean, I think Copper might be a centerman. He seems to thrive in the middle. I remember talking after the season last year and to a few people, and I think he's a centerman. I think he really thrives in the middle. I think he, there's a 200-foot element to his game. He makes a lot of really good plays, just the little detailed plays that keep the puck moving in the right direction. And I think offensively he's getting more confidence with that puck, and he's making some good plays.
How do you describe the emotional lift that Nathan Beaulieu has helped provide since he's been back?
Yeah, Beau is, he really is probably one of my favorite teammates I've played with. Just the positive vibe he has every day is pretty awesome to be around. He's one of those guys that, he lays it on the line every night, And you just can't have enough guys like him on your team.
I know there's no sense of payoff, Blake, until the season comes to an end if you can get in above that top eight. But to have the result you have, you're in a playoff spot right now, just continuing to play the game that your group has, how much of a bonus is that for your team?
Yeah, I mean, we had a good stretch there for a while, and then our game slipped a little bit, and then went through a tough stretch, and I think at the end of that tough stretch we were playing a really good game, just weren't getting the results, and we finally have got it turned around a little bit to now. We're believing in that game a little bit, and it's given us an opportunity to win every night, and we're getting those results.
Are you annoyed in any way at some of the hits or things that you were the center of or target of tonight?
Well, I mean, you play enough hockey, the puck's going to hit you sometimes, So, I mean, I get annoyed about tons of stuff out there.
Can opener, though, that one hurt.
Yep. I mean,
it's a statement, but
yeah, that one hurt.
And the hit at the end there, I mean, it looked like I didn't. I mean, you probably saw it. Well, maybe you didn't see it though.
Yeah, I think Taser was just trying to get position there, and he was just trying to cut me off and just take away my speed. It was going to be a 50-50 puck, and he unfortunately caught me. I don't think there's any intent there. It's just they're trying to tie the game. He's trying to get in that battle and get in that corner, and just one of those plays. It just happens sometimes.
I assume you being here means that you're fine after that hit.
Man, you are killing me. Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Sorry if you answered, but just what have you seen from Andrew's game offensively in these last kind of few games, or coming out of even the break, when you look at the production he's been able to have?
Well, I think he's a centerman. I think that's where he thrives. When he plays in the middle, he tends to elevate his game. It seems that that responsibility, is great for him. He's really strong on faceoffs. I think his involvement in the game is greater at center, so I think he's touching the puck a little bit more, and it gives him a little bit more of a feel with the puck. And he's worked on it a lot. He's one of those guys that's worked really hard on his game, and I think he's starting to blossom a little bit as a 200-foot center iceman that can make plays offensively.